This is Dishin' Dirt with Gary Pickren, South Carolina's only podcast dedicated to the real estate agent craft. And now, the host of Dishin' Dirt, Gary Pickren.
And greetings and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Dishin' Dirt. I'm your often opinionated but rarely wrong host, Gary Pickren, coming to you from Blair Cato Pickren Castellon in beautiful downtown Malden, South Carolina, this the fourth week of June 2023. That's right, I am on the road today in our Greenville area office, and this is actually the first time that I've ever done the podcast anywhere other than the friendly confines of my office in our downtown Columbia office. So we'll see how it goes today. If you hear a little bit of noise or rattling in the background, it's because I am in recording in unfamiliar territory, but I think we'll be just fine. I am extremely excited about our show today because I want to cover a topic that everyone in real estate needs to learn a lot more about, but we simply just don't take the time to truly explain it to real estate agents, buyers, and sellers before the transaction. So I think we need to really spend some time understanding it so that you as a real estate agent can also explain it to your client. We figure agents and buyers just simply get it. So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down title insurance. And if time permits, Justin Tucker at the end is going to jump back on with me for the last 5 minutes to follow up on one of the things that he and I discussed on our show last week. And if you'll remember, Justin Tucker from WFG was on the show talking about the role of artificial intelligence in real estate. He believes that artificial intelligence is the fourth revolution of real estate in terms of technology, and that it is going to be a huge factor in how we move forward in real estate. If you haven't listened to that podcast, I guarantee you'll get a lot out of it. Many people have reached out to me telling me it was very insightful, and we're very excited about some of the tools that he included in the show notes to help y'all understand and use artificial intelligence. So I promise you're not going to want to miss what he's going to tell you at the last couple minutes of our show. It's going to be really mind-blowing. Now, before we start, there's several of you have reached out to me over the last couple of days asking more about the installment method. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the podcast entitled The Installment Method, Your Opportunity to Invest Legally and Ethically in Real Estate. This was a podcast that I released on June 8th and was part of a three-part series that I did on financial freedom. Part one was Matt Cavanaugh talking about how he makes a lot more money as a real estate agent now investing using the tools that he learned as a real estate agent and has achieved financial freedom much more so than chasing commission to commission. And so with that, Matt brought in a lot of good insight on how agents should be using their knowledge to invest. And so what we have introduced to the marketplace is a brand new investment platform or system called the installment method, which is designed to get rid of wholesaling, which in South Carolina basically has been shut down by a couple of real estate commission rulings. It's not been declared illegal, but the two essential parts of wholesaling are impossible to do. So, for example, wholesaling can't be done unless you're a real estate agent. You simply cannot market or advertise property for sale unless you're belonging to another person, unless you are a licensed agent. And having a contract to purchase property does not create any ownership interest, contrary to what a lot of people try to tell you on the internet. They are simply wrong. In South Carolina, we do not recognize any interest because you have a contract to purchase the property. That does not make you an owner of the property. So that is the first problem. And the second problem is that if you are a real estate licensee, you have to have a signed listing agreement from the property owner, not from the wholesaler. Well, this makes a lot of problems for you, because if the wholesaler is already under contract to purchase the property from the seller, why would the seller enter into a listing agreement with you? They're already under a listing, they've already under a contract, so they don't need you to list their property. So because of these rulings, it makes wholesaling almost impossible, if not outright impossible, in South Carolina. And therefore, we have developed what's called the installment method. So two things for you in this program. One is the ability to take the program, understand how to do this type of investing using the knowledge and information you already have at your fingertips, and become an investor in real estate, just like Matt Cavanaugh has spoken about. Now, the second part of this is to also understand how our affiliate program works. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you so you can sign up to be an affiliate. The affiliate program is incredible, in my opinion. We kind of base it off of a couple of real estate agencies and how they do tiered referral programs themselves. And so what we're doing with the installment method is you can sign up to be an affiliate. And for every person who you sign up to take the installment method program, you will earn 10%, $500 for every single person you get to sign up. If you get 10 people to sign up, You then move into the 15% range, which now gives you $750 for every investor you get to sign up to take the course. And then once you hit 25, you then roll into 20% commission. So if you can get 100 units sold, you can earn $91,725. That's right, $91,725. So this can be your second side hustle. Do real estate and then try to find as many investors and wholesalers. Believe me, there's tons of them out there. You're getting contacted probably daily by investors and wholesalers trying to sell you property. Start talking to them about how wholesaling in South Carolina simply is not going to be the case anymore. And here is the answer to the problem. Secondly, if you get an affiliate to sign up under you, you now become an ambassador and you can earn $250 for every unit that you have sold under you through another affiliate. So you'd be an ambassador and the person who signs up as an affiliate below you can earn $250. So think how bigly, as lack of a better term, the possibilities are for you, because for a lot of you agents who have nationwide networks that know agents all over the country, you can have affiliates sign up all over the country and have them selling, and you earn money simply by having them sign up as an affiliate, particularly agents that have friends in California and Texas, Nevada, Arizona, the hotbeds of wholesaling. So use your connections and earn some free money. Now let's go ahead and get on with our show and get into our title insurance program. So on Dish and Dirt today, our topic is title insurance. Whether you're a home buyer, a seller, or a real estate agent, title insurance is an absolute essential part of the real estate transaction. And in this episode, I'm going to explore the history and the development of title insurance before I move into the types of title insurance policies that are available, how title insurance works, its benefits to the real estate industry. Additionally, I'm going to examine the role of title insurance in protecting homeowners and lenders against title defects and how it basically impacts the overall real estate market. Lastly, I'm going to share with you some examples of how title insurance can protect you from these unexpected legal issues and financial losses. So let's go ahead and get started. Got a lot to go over. First of all, title insurance is a type of insurance policy that protects property owners and lenders from financial losses resulting from defects in the title of the property. Say that again. Title insurance is a type of insurance policy that protects property owners and lenders from financial losses resulting from defects in the title of the property. In the United States, title insurance is basically a standard part of the real estate buying process now. I would never buy a property without title insurance. I think it's just asinine to even think of doing so. Title insurance provides an extra layer of protection against potential problems with the title that could arise after the purchase of property. Key, after the purchase of property. Unlike other types of insurance, which covers your future risk, think of car insurance, title insurance covers past events that might affect your title. For example, title insurance may cover things such as forgeries, frauds, or impersonation back in the chain of title. It could cover mistakes or omissions in the public record, such as errors in deeds, errors in mortgages, or liens that are filed incorrectly. Unknown or undisclosed heirs or claimants who may have interest in the property of someone who owned it before them, before you. Boundary disputes, easements, and other encumbrances that also affect the use and enjoyment of property. So the history of title insurance in the United States is closely tied to the actual history of real estate law in the United States. Prior to the 19th century, real estate transactions were typically conducted without the assistance of lawyers. Instead, buyers and sellers relied on their own knowledge and the word of the seller to try to determine the validity of the property title. Before the advent of title insurance, real estate transactions were fraught with risk, obviously. Buyers had no way of knowing whether the title to a property was clear, and they could end up losing their entire investment if someone else tried to claim ownership of the property. This is especially true in the early days of the United States when property rights were really not well defined and land titles could be murky. So to address the problems, lawyers and title abstractors began conducting extensive research into property titles, looking for any potential problem that could arise. However, even the most diligent research could not guarantee that the title was completely clear. The new legal concept was known as abstract of title. Now, an abstract of title is a document that provides a written history of the property's ownership, including all the liens, all the encumbrances that may affect the title. Now, why? These are obviously very useful. Abstracts of title were often incomplete and inaccurate, leaving buyers vulnerable to defects in title as well. So to address the problem, the first title insurance was issued in Philadelphia all the way back in 1876 by a lawyer named Joshua H. Morris. Morris's policy at the time protected the buyer of a property from losses resulting from any claim that arose against the title after the purchase. The policy was the first of its kind ever, and it laid the foundations for what we now know as the modern title insurance industry. The first title insurance policies at that time were designed to protect buyers against loss arising from defective or fraudulent titles. I've mentioned this before. If you want to see a good show on how title insurance, or how title really came about, check out the show on AME called Hell on Wheels. It's a really good documentary drama. It's more of a drama. It's not a documentary. It's a TV show, but it talks about the movement of the railroad from Chicago out west, and you can see how cities popped up along the railroad by basically fraudulent titles. So it's a really good show. The Philadelphia Title Insurance Company was the first to offer these policies, and they quickly caught on. Other title insurance companies started to spring up all across the country, each offering its own types of policies and own underwriting standards. However, it wasn't until somewhere around the early 1900s that title insurance began to take off as a widespread practice. In 1907, the Title Guarantee Company was founded in New York City, and it quickly became one of the leading providers of title insurance in the entire country. Its co-founder was a guy named Charles Evan Hughes, and if you're a history buff and wonder why that name sounds familiar, it's because he was the governor of New York for a long time, and he would also later go on to be on the Supreme Court of the United States. The growth of title insurance was fueled by a number of factors, including the rise of middle-class home ownership, the overall increased home ownership, the expansion of the mortgage industry, and as more and more people began buying and selling real estate, they all needed to protect their title, so title insurance became increasingly apparent as a need. Over the years, the title insurance industry has weathered a number of challenges and controversies. In the 1970s, for example, a series of scandals involving corrupt real estate developers and unscrupulous title insurance companies led to increased regulation of the industry at the federal level. We also remember the 2007 and 2008 real estate debacle, where title insurance claims skyrocketed as people were trying to grasp for lifeboats as real estate was tanking. And title industry took a huge financial hit during that period of time as well. Despite these challenges, title insurance has remained an absolute important tool for protecting property owners and lenders. Today, there are hundreds of title insurance companies operating in the United States, and the industry generates billions, that's right, billions with a B, of dollars in revenue each year. Over time, title insurance has evolved to cover a wider range of risks. Title insurance policy typically covers issues like unexpected liens, undisclosed easements, errors in public record, forgery and fraud, everything here designed to protect both the buyers and the lenders. And they are a standard part now. The title insurance policy is a standard part of most real estate transactions. However, despite its long history, title insurance still remains somewhat mysterious to a lot of people in the real estate transaction. Many people simply don't understand what title insurance is and why it's necessary. The history of title insurance shows it has played and continues to play an important role in protecting property rights and giving buyers and lenders peace of mind in doing real estate transactions. Today, there are two main types of title insurance policies. We have the owner's policy and we have the lender's policy. So what are they? Owner's policy protects the homeowner against any defects that may arise after the purchase of the property. This can include issues such as an undisclosed lien, errors in public records, fraudulent claims. The owner's policy lasts as long as the homeowner owns the property and even protects that homeowner afterwards against lawsuit costs during their ownership. Lender's policies, on the other hand, protect the lender against losses that result in title defects, and these policies are required by most lenders as a condition to obtaining a mortgage. The lender's policy is typically based on the amount of the mortgage and decreases as the mortgage is paid off. It's also important to know that typically you're not going to be able to file a claim through a lender's policy if you're an owner, because the only way a lender has a claim is for the lender to suffer a financial loss, i.e. you quit making the mortgage payment, which is why you need to get owner's title insurance and not rely on the lender's coverage, because it really will not provide coverage for you. Now, in addition to these two main types of title insurance, there's also different levels of coverage that can be purchased, standard coverage and the enhanced coverage. Now, the standard coverage protects against your common defects, as we talked about, the liens, the encumbrances, and the forged documents, but the enhanced coverage can also provide additional protections against some less common defects, such as zoning violations, boundary disputes, unrecorded easements, and some things, bankruptcies like that. And what is interesting about the enhanced coverage is it also typically includes an inflation rider. So if the value of your house goes up, so does the value of the coverage. It's important to note, and this is probably the most important thing that I can tell you, title insurance does not prevent title defects from occurring. It simply provides protection in the event that a title dispute or issue arises. Before purchasing a property, it's always important to have title searches conducted to try to uncover any potential title defects to ensure that the property title is clear and that title insurance can be issued. And hopefully, title insurance won't be ever needed. But when it is needed, you're happy that you have it, because they're very expensive claims to fix. There are also other types of title insurance that might be available or needed depending on specific circumstances of the property. For example, some title insurance policies may have riders to protect against issues related to zoning, surveys, environmental concerns, things of that nature. These types of title insurances may be required by your lender in certain situations, particularly if there are known issues or risks associated with the property, such as environmental issues. So now let's talk about how title insurance works. Title insurance works by analyzing public records and conducting an extensive search of the property's history so that we can identify any potential title defects and then hopefully correct them or minimize them. These include issues, liens, encumbrances, and other claims against the property. If defects are found, the title insurance company works before closing to resolve the problem, either by correcting the issue or minimizing that issue, as I said. In addition to conducting a thorough search, title insurance companies also provide ongoing protection against any future claims that may arise against the title. This means that even if a defect is missed during that title search, the homeowner and the lender is still protected against financial loss resulting from title issues. That's a very important part of title insurance. If any issues are discovered whatsoever, the correction of them is paramount in order to get the policy issued. Oftentimes, they correct them by simply paying off the outstanding debts on the property or resolving the issue of ownership with those making the claim. Once that policy is issued, once the title policy is issued, the title insurance company will provide financial protection in the event that the undisclosed or undiscovered issues arise with the title. Talk about an example now. If it is discovered that there's a lien on the property that was not discovered during the title search, the title insurance company could come in and pay for the costs associated with resolving that lien up to the amount of policy limits, including paying off that lien if necessary. When a homeowner purchases title insurance, they pay a one-time premium fee based on the purchase price of the property. South Carolina, it's not expensive at all, quite frankly. This premium is typically paid at closing along with your other closing costs, and it can be included as part of seller closing costs. The seller's paying the closing costs for the buyer. The title insurance policy is then issued, which will guarantee that the title is clear of any of these issues that could affect the buyer's ownership later on or when the buyer's trying to sell the property. If the title insurance issue cannot be resolved, the title insurance policy is there to provide compensation to the homeowner, buyer, or lender, depending on the policy and depending on the issue. But why do we need title insurance? You may wonder why you need title insurance if you already have a deed, a survey, and title search done. Well, these documents can provide valuable information about the property, but they do not guarantee the ownership or the marketability of the title. Things can exist that we simply don't know of. Title insurance may reveal some of the defects, but it can't reveal all possible defects and protect you against future claims, such as forgeries, frauds, or impersonations in the title. Even if title searches are conducted and discover no issues, there's, again, can be hidden issues that are not discovered until the sale is complete. For example, if a previous owner had multiple mortgages on the property, lender could still make a claim on the property even if the title insurance or title search came back clear. Title insurance protects against these types of unforeseen issues and provides you peace of mind as a homeowner. But let's look at another example. Let's say a couple buys a home and purchases title insurance as an owner's policy. A few years down the road, they get a notice there was a lien against the property from a previous owner who never paid the contractor for work done on the property. Because they have title insurance, they can file a claim. Title insurance company will cover the cost of resolving that dispute, including hiring the attorneys. Even if that dispute is completely bogus, they can hire the company to take, the company will hire an attorney to take care of that issue. Title insurance, on the other hand, as we mentioned, provides this layer of protection that is backed by the financial strength and expertise of that title insurance company. And with title insurance, you get to have the peace of mind knowing that you are covered against these potential losses. So if somebody tries to claim a valid interest in your property, or there's some type of lien, or somebody signed a document they shouldn't have signed, your title insurance is going to cover you and pay you for the fees, the settlement costs, and even the loss of your property. Now, as I end today, let me just give you a couple of more examples of things that title insurance will cover. Let's talk about number one, title defects. This is probably one of the most common reasons to get title insurance today. Title defect is an issue with the ownership of the property that could affect your ability to sell it or transfer it later down the road. As I mentioned earlier, we're talking liens, judgments, undisclosed heirs, forgery documents, and things of that nature. The second thing I would say that title insurance is going to cover for you is going to be fraud. To me, this is the absolute reason to buy title insurance. This could include fraudulent activities from a previous owner or an owner way back in time. It could also involve any party involved in the sale or transfer of the property. So if someone's falsifying documents or lied about their ownership or who they are, you could use title insurance to protect yourself. We also have unknown heirs, people who might have possibly inherited property, but somehow they were not listed properly in the estate. If someone tries to claim ownership of the property in that manner, because they're an unknown heir or unclaimed heir, you would have a title policy to protect you. Survey disputes, certain survey disputes, including boundary issues, could be covered with your title insurance policy. Could have zoning issues if you get the right type of policies that could cover you about unknown or zoning issues, building code issues, and so forth. And then, obviously, encumbrances. If we find liens or judgments against the property, you could file a title claim against those issues and have an attorney hired by the title insurance company to resolve the issue and even possibly pay it if necessary. So as you can see, there are tons of benefits of title insurance, but one of the main benefits of title insurance is that it provides you protection against your financial loss and all the money that you're invested in putting into this property. If a homeowner purchases the property, there's a title defect, undisclosed lien, heir in the public record, you could possibly be held responsible for that financial damage that results from the defect. But with title insurance, an owner's title insurance policy, the insurance company is going to cover the cost as well as the legal fees and all of the damage resulting from that. Another benefit that I really like a lot is it does provide peace of mind for the homeowner as well as the lender. When you purchase property, there are so many potential risks that can arise, such as discovery of undisclosed heirs or liens or judgments or easements and things of that nature. But with title insurance, you can rest assured that you're going to be protected from those risks. Title insurance can also help speed up the closing process for you, because when purchasing a property, the closing process is lengthy, it's complicated, everybody knows that. But with title insurance, many of the risks associated with the property can be identified and insured so that we can go ahead and get to closing and speed up your process. And lastly, it can be very beneficial to lenders, because when lenders are loaning money, they are looking to minimize their risk. And this is one of the ways that a lender can protect themselves against risk. In essence, title insurance is beneficial to the real estate industry as a whole. It provides a standard level of protection against issues. Title insurance helps ensure the transactions are completed smoothly, efficiently, and along certain standards. This can help reduce overall costs for your consumer, as well as make the buying process easier, more accessible to more people. So the last two things I'll tell you about, a couple examples of title insurance claims, just to kind of illustrate to you how you can protect yourself against these losses. These are some real live examples. A couple buy a house from a seller who claimed to have clear title. A few months later, the couple receives a notice from a bank that they claim to have a lien on the property. It was not found during the title search. The couple simply needed to contact the title insurance company, which discovered the seller had refinanced the property but didn't pay off the old mortgage. Somehow it was missed in the title search. The title insurance company came in, paid off the old mortgage, resolved the issue with the bank, saving the couple tons of money and issues when they go to sell the property. Another example I can give to you, developer buys a piece of property to build a shopping center. The title search showed no liens, encumbrances, or any claims against the property that would make it unmarkable. However, after the construction was completed, neighboring property claimed that part of the shopping center was encroaching on the property. There was a boundary line dispute. The developer contacted title insurance company who came in and helped resolve the issue. I have personally seen it help resolve issues with wetlands, cemeteries, sewer lines under houses, drainage lines under houses, septic tank issues where the drainage fields went across into the other person's property. So I have seen firsthand in my 28 years, many times where title insurance has come in and saved a client tons and tons of money and lots of time. In conclusion, title insurance plays an absolute essential role in the real estate industry. It provides extra layers of protections against hidden defects. It can cause you financial losses, legal issues for not only you as a property owner, but lenders and even real estate agents and attorneys, because when these things happen, they always turn back to us looking for answers. With its origins dating all the way back to the mid-1800s, title insurance has evolved to become an absolute standard part of the real estate buying process in the United States, helping to provide peace of mind to homeowners and lenders alike. It helps promote a healthy and thriving real estate market. My final point to you today, if your client doesn't understand title insurance or has questions about it, have them contact the closing attorney or have them listen to this podcast, and hopefully this will help them understand it. But your job is to always recommend title insurance. Do not ever tell your client they don't need title insurance, because when you do, you become the title insurance company for them. Because when they have a title claim, it will come back directly to you and say, you told me not to buy title insurance, so you fix it. All right. Hope that is sound advice as we part away from title insurance. All right, Justin is back with us today. If you remember last week, Justin Tucker was with us talking about AI. What you may not know about Justin is he's in the industry of title insurance. WFG is a title insurance company. So, Justin, you just listened to the podcast on title insurance. I'm dying to know what your thoughts are.
Well, Gary, I think my first thought is I wonder if people are going to care as much about title as you and I do. I could listen to content like that probably way more than the next guy. But I think the other interesting component of this, you know, we had a little fun. We pulled a little fast one on your audience. The entirety of that clip is written and created by artificial intelligence. So
what?
Everything that it pulled out and talked about and referenced and pointed out was all created from a natural language system that knew nothing about title as in the 20 or 30 or 40 years experience we have, but was able to grab all of that information through all of the data points and put something together that is that on point and that accurate.
I mean, basically all we did was type in, give us a script for title insurance and expand on this part, give us a few examples. And in basically about 40 words of typing, you get a 3,000 word podcast right at your hands in a matter of seconds. Incredible, huh?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, if it's going to teach your listeners anything, what I hope it teaches to them is that, you know, knowledge is no longer going to be the differentiating value proposition. Now, wisdom, which is very different, or the application of knowledge, which is you know, very different, still will be. But the ability for agents to use a tool like this to have knowledge of a market, to have knowledge of a process, to have knowledge of an industry that isn't their expertise, like title, all of that is possible now with the usage of tools like ChatGPT.
So, guys, this just proved what Justin was talking about just last week. Do not be afraid of AI. It can be your friend. I promise I will do my podcast myself, but this was a prime example of how, if you want to do, as he talked about, property descriptions or help doing posts or help writing scripts for podcasts or whatever it may be, the tools are there. Use it, embrace it, learn it, because this is, I believe, what do you call it? The fourth revolution of...
Fourth revolution, it's here to stay, it's not going anywhere, and I'll echo your sentiments there. You know, just the ability to ask it questions and then re-ask questions to get more specific, whether you wanted to know the 10 tips for selling your home or 4 reasons why buying is better than renting or you know, 3 things every seller should know before getting ready to put their home on the market. Within seconds, you can have that content. It can become your podcast, it can become your post. It can become your quick video that your vlog or something that you shoot and put out into the world. And instead of you sitting there for 3 or 4 hours trying to write that, it gives you a great starting place for you to add your own personality and to just get it out into the world. So pretty impressive.
Well, there you go. And that also proves once again that Justin is the GOAT of marketing. I've always felt that, but he's now also turned from the goat of marketing to the goat of marketing and the goat of AI. So thank you so much for coming back, Justin. Can't wait to have you on our show again.
Thank you, Gary. It's great to be here.
All right, brother. Take care. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we look forward to having you back again next week. Don't forget to like us, subscribe to us, and share us. And don't forget to check out theinstallmentmethod.com as well. You guys take care. Have a good weekend.